From the publication, A First Day We Can All Relate To. Are my coworkers murderous aliens? Or do I have imposter syndrome? It could be both. Written by Charlie Higgins. Published in Medium, in the Medium app, and online. Read by Adrian Haskell. You'll be the Bear Blumberg, Thursday, September 7th. Sometime before time. To whom it may concern in the HR department. I've finished my first day here at Human Management Inc., and while I'm thankful for the opportunity, I have a few small concerns. I don't know exactly where to begin because I'm new to human management as a career, and some of this uneasiness might be due to inexperience. I'll just walk you through some of the scenarios that made me uncomfortable. When I first arrived at the office, I was met by a very well-dressed man wearing a name tag, a red gym. However, everyone else called him Lurg. When I asked him if Lurg was a nickname, he hissed into my face for 30 seconds. I've experienced my fair share of office hazing, but this felt different. Felt a lot like Jim was holding back from eating me. Again, I'm new to human management, so this might have been some sort of training tactic I don't understand, but I'd kick myself if I didn't raise this concern. The next curious incident involved the decor of the office. I loved the ping-pong tables and the soda machines, but I was taken aback by the giant pods covered in glowing larvae. I was a little nervous to ask Jim about them because of his hissing incident, but I would appreciate it if you could shed some light on their purpose. Are they a human management tool? Can we have meetings in them? Is the loud croaking, moaning noise that comes out of them normal? After the tour, Jim invited me to have lunch with two other employees, Jimmy and James. When I went to shake their hands, they gyrated for a minute, sniffed the back of my neck, then let out loud guttural noises that gave me the impression that the two were imagining what I tasted like. While that was very strange start to the outing, I was even more surprised by the food they ate. I brought a ham sandwich and some chips, so I felt extremely self-conscious when the three of them inhaled about 100 live goldfish, emptied an aquarium full of electric eels and hammerhead sharks into their unhinged jaws before polishing off a few 90s-era Lunchables. I know this might not be your place to comment, but does everyone at the company eat so exotically? Still feeling self-conscious about my ham sandwich, I excused myself from lunch early and went looking for my desk. My title is management manager, so I headed in the direction of the management department. On the way, I opened the door to what I thought was the bathroom, but it ended up being a 300-foot cave filled with screaming people in cages attached to glowing orbs. I'm so sorry for walking in on a meeting on my very first day. You could point me in the direction of whoever runs the orb meetings. I would love to apologize to them directly. Last tidbit I wanted to raise is small, and I hope I don't get my neighbor in trouble, but I must insist my desk be moved. When I finally made it to my cubicle, all I could hear was a person to my left saying, "Holy shit! Holy shit! Holy shit!" over and over again. When he noticed me, my neighbor grabbed my shoulders, begged me to get him out of there, said that the last guy at my desk was eaten alive by Jim. As I'm new to the company, I don't want to inherit any office politics, so if I could move desks, that would be great. Thank you so much for taking the time to read this email. My only hope is that these concerns are taken seriously, can help our company smoothly onboard new employees. Oh, would you look at that? As I'm finishing this Jim, James, and Jimmy are walking up to my cubicle. And then we're going to start this whole thing at RCM.